a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult. Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it.
I was looking at
some of these old photos.
Yeah.
Of Jerry Sloan.
What are they going to say of other people's kids?
No. Jerry Sloan.
Segment. Okay.
And you know, because people are kind of posting their memories and things like that, and I didn't realize that Frank Layden quit so suddenly, and that was kind of unexpected. And basically, so I was reading this in an article on December 9th, 1988, Frank Layden unexpectedly quit, saying he had just grown tired of it. Jerry Sloan coached his first game that night. And then for 22 more years. How about that?
Feels a little bit Nightside-esque, right?
I know. Yes, I know it is.
Hey,
anyway, you guys are in. 12 years later.
Excuse me?
but let me say this, though. There are, and this is something that I liked about that generation of the Jazz, and I don't know if it still holds true, but I remember this being what I thought was a cool feature. And I hope it continues to be the case. I don't follow the Jazz as closely as you do. But Jerry Sloan coached there for 22 years. Karl Malone and John Stockton spent their entire careers there.
Yeah. Well,
and there was this kind of like permanence. And
Karl Malone finished his career as a Laker, but go ahead.
Family and his family, there's this kind of this permanence, this kind of this family element that I always felt like was there that I thought was cool because that's kind of how I've always felt about Salt Lake. You know, it's kind of a bloom where you're planted kind of a situation. I don't know. I just felt like the Jazz really fit
this
place.
As a transplant to the state of Utah back in 2002, I didn't think I'd live in Utah for more than a handful of years. And I'm never leaving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
Not with this
ankle bracelet that the police put on me. No, so I'm like, this is one of those situations where I'm talking to my kid today, and I'm like getting like a little choked up talking about Coach Sloan with Cooper. She's like, so tell me all the stuff he did. And I'm like, he brought back the passion of basketball to Utah. It's like I get all choked up talking about it with him. I'm like, I'm kind of a baby when it comes to that stuff. Ethan, we don't know what the future holds for us, but we can at least pretend that we know. The Nightside Horoscope has come back. We do this every few weeks, so we might as well talk.
Looking out for your future by knowing the future. It's Nightside Horoscope readings.
Remember how stupid this was? It still continues to be stupid to this day.
It's just as stupid.
Okay, what are you? You're a...
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
This is so dumb. Okay, you want your daily one? You want the monthly one? You want the weekly?
Dealer's choice.
Okay, I'm going to go monthly just because.
Okay.
It's very specific about.
Mm.
Ooh, hold on.
If there's anything about death, I don't want to hear it.
I don't know. Career fulfillment is possible near May 17th. Did that happen this week for you?
No.
Did you fulfill your...
If it came and went, I didn't notice it. Maybe I was in the bathroom. Well, I might have been in the bathroom at the time.
You can thank the Scorpio moon, Ethan, at the top of your chart if that happened. This lunar event can bring you into the public of some way for the work you're doing professionally.
Wait, hey, say that again.
This lunar event can bring you into the public somehow for the work you're doing professionally. Ah, hosting a radio show. There you go.
Which I've been doing for...
Well, it's right
some
then.
Degree of
then
14
it's right.
years.
Then it's right.
But okay? I do a radio show for my other work, too.
It's right then. Okay?
It's 14 years late, but sure.
Settle down. Although it might be in your comfort zone to be in the spotlight, you're like a Kim Jong-un over here. You feel an extraordinary sense of meaning and gratification since it'll be about your work and career contributions. Your love life is about to become quite interesting. Venus turns into retrograde on May 18th. That was a few days ago. And will remain backpedaling through June 25. Right in your romance sector, Ethan. Get Emily in the room.
What does that have to do with my love life? I don't understand.
Because you're in your romance sector. Tell her. This is this is textbook cosmic energy for an old love to come back into your life. Oh. Like your wife. Is
okay,
what I mean.
All right. I was going to say, what part of this am I supposed to share?
Here's what it says. They want a second chance. Give Emily a second chance, would you?
All right. You know what? I'm going to give her a second chance.
Hey, look, that breakfast cake this week, we could have done better. I'm going to say
Venus is in retrograde, and that means I'm going to give you a second chance.
This is going to go over well.
She'll love it, yeah. Oh. She'll love that I'm going to give her a second chance. I'm going to phrase it just like that, too.
Aquarius keywords for May: promotion, honor, award, recognition, fame, glory, love triangle. Settle down.
New order.
Romantic revisions. So there you go. All right. I'm going to pick up because I've got some people who've been concerned about Leo. All right?
All right.
Do you have any Leos in your life?
I don't know. What are the dates?
July 23rd through August 24th.
Problem is I don't know anyone's birthday.
Oh. I actually know your daughter's birthday. It's pretty close to that, isn't it?
I've got a July. Okay, my little itty bitty teeny tiny baby girl.
Yeah, it's gotten extended. But is she there or is she the other July? That's what I'm wondering because we have a kid.
She's late July.
Well, anyway. Okay, so here we go. Leo. Let's go daily for the Leos that are out there. The sun, your ruling planet, is sending beams of support. Is that what you call actual light?
Support beams?
Is that what you call actual life-supporting beams?
So sunlight.
You got it.
This is very special.
Sending beams of support to structured Saturn in your seventh house of alliances. Oh, my gosh.
So sounds like support beams in the structure? This is great.
Okay. Hold on. This is a day. Okay. This is a great day to make a serious commitment to a romantic, creative, or business partner. All right?
Well, I'll let her know if she's nice.
Well, I'm talking about other kids, all right? Or other people. Although you're always brimming with great ideas, you should sometimes worry about executing them a little bit more thoughtfully. Your other half can help you put these plans into practice. Meanwhile, a group that is seeking to help spread their message could ask to talk with you today. Are these all for like PR people?
I was thinking about
it's
that.
Like, you will write a press release today.
Something you do will be in the public eye.
You could have no trouble landing this assignment thanks to your wit, charm, and intelligence. So there you go. All right, so congratulations. Gemini, all you Geminis out there, which is right now, people who are celebrating their birthdays right now, if you're a Gemini, let's go to your weekly one here. You may not be seeing yourself clearly, Gemini. And if you don't, where did it go? I'm trying to reset the music here, too. It's time to weed through the false narrative that you have about yourself so you can finally stop being the number one barrier to love entering into your life.
Get out of your own way, Gemini. You're tripping over yourself.
Get out of your own way. So,
come on.
Here's what it says. Take a moment. Remember that you are whole and perfect just the way you are.
You're good enough.
Yes.
You're smart enough.
Got it.
And doggone it.
Yep.
people like
yes.
me.
Yes. First, you need to get those things through your head. By Friday's new moon, that's today, buddy, your sign, moon, the moon will be in your sign. You will get complete understanding of who you are for this moon. Right, there you go. All right, so those are your nightside horoscopes. All right. So, yeah.
Well, Alex, did you get that yours? Was really fun.
Oh, I didn't get to do mine. Oh, shoot.
We can do it when we come back. Nah. I've got to – here. We got to take a break, though. I've got to plug in my computer.
Ethan's got to plug in his computer, everybody.
I'm nearly out of batteries.
Boy, I wish you're
– it's going to dump the whole
show.
What?
Oh, whoops. I wish that your horoscope would have shown us that. It would have told us that it would have
I would have appreciated it.
Well, yeah, that you were going to run out of power. Up. You're going to be – something that has a lot of power over your life will be losing that power soon. Coming back, wrapping things up next on the Nightside Project. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.